On the steps of City Hall today, Reginald Bowman, president of the Citywide Council of Presidents, which represents NYCHA residents, is calling on New York City and New York State elected officials to stop a plan to restructure the New York City Housing Authority Board.
The NYCHA residents of public housing today say no to the plan to create a new urban pacification program or a reservation or a plantation program. And as chairman of the Citywide Council of Presidents that represents the 600,000 people that reside in public housing, we feel that this proposal that's been put forth is a bit outrageous because none of the resident leaders or the people of public housing have been consulted to decide who governs our vast community. Now, 600,000 people is larger than some major cities in the United States of America. So what we're saying is that we don't want the city of New York to run the housing authority in this manner. It's time to dispel this institutionalized practice of dictatorship to us and stop running the New York City Housing Authority by media hysteria and engage the resident leadership of NYCHA in a practical negotiation and in a dialogue on this and all other budget and policy matters that affect this large voting population in the city of New York.
A week ago, legislation surfaced, filed at the behest of Mayor Bloomberg, that would replace the board, who collects six-figure salaries, with volunteers who would get a modest per diem and no drivers. The legislation was introduced by Assemblyman Keith Wright and would replace two salary board members with four volunteers, including two tenant reps, eligible for up to $1,500 in fees a month. The bill would also strengthen mayoral control over the board, and the mayor would determine the salary of the NYCHA chairman. But Bowman wonders how a board that's appointed by a federal agency, HUD, is now being dictated to by state and city officials.
The mayor and those two bodies that decide the budgets, they have not line-itemed public housing into either one of these budgets for more than a decade. People who do not give money to an institution should not govern it. I'll say it again. If the city of New York and the state of New York don't have us in the budget for funding, why are they deciding who governs an institution that doesn't receive a dime from those organizations or those legislative bodies?
Bowman said he'd be back on the steps of City Hall to give an update on the negotiations. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.